Rhonda Vincent, as you know, if you follow Unreal Bluegrass, is our guest in the second hour of the program. We're going to go through the new album, Christmas Time, how she came about writing it, the song she contributed, and how this incredibly complex 12 Days of Christmas song came about. It's complicated. We're going to discuss it in detail, but just pay attention. It's time for Christmas songs. It's early, but it's late December, late November. And by the way, Rhonda uses Flatfoot Lonesome quite a bit on the new Christmas Time album. I do hope that you are listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. And that's from Rhonda's new Christmas Time album with a lot of guests on it. And I have the list in front of me. And when I listen to it, it's hard to follow. I think the song is hard to follow anyway, even if you happen to know all the verses. But because they change their voices around, all the guests, incredible all-star cast that she's brought into that very funny, fine arrangement. And Rhonda's going to tell you every part that everybody played and why it happened that way. So if you like Rhonda Vincent, you like bluegrass, and you like Christmas, you're in the right spot. I have on the phone Rhonda Vincent. I'm always happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass. This is like your seventh time.
Really? My seventh time?
Seventh, mm-hmm.
Wow.
You are solidly in second, but you're quite away from the top polling guest at this point.
Wow. Lucky number seven.
You are number seven. Sonny Osborne. I think Sonny is 22. I quit counting after 20. But you are solidly second, and there's a couple sixes and fives. But I think seven's pretty good. Seven's pretty good. Listen, I've been listening to Christmas Time, your new Christmas CD, and gosh, I just wanted to talk to you about it so much. I've listened to it a lot. I know you have songs that you wrote that we want to talk about. And this the whole album to me is just... This is the kind of Christmas album that anyone would want to hear because these are all the great Christmas songs that we all remember and that we all wanted to sing at Christmas time.
Wonderful. I love that.
Don't you think? I mean, I just look at the list here. We have 12 Days of Christmas, which is a blast on this album because you have all the, we'll talk about the people that participate. God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen, Jingle Bells, all the tunes that, we all seem to used to sing all the time in choir. Well, I always did. And they bring back that feeling immediately. Of the whole Christmas season again. I think you did a great job.
Well, thanks. You know, I set out to make it a very personal project. As I listened last Christmas, the last few Christmases, I think, to Christmas CDs, and I found them to be so produced, and they didn't make me feel like they were right there with me. I felt like I was listening to this music far off, or that it was so much bigger than my living room. And so when we got together and started to record this, and I explained that to them, and I explained it to the engineer, I said, I want this to be something that I'm maybe home alone decorating my tree, decorating the house, which is exactly what I do.
Exactly.
And I want this to be something that feels like I'm right there with whoever is decorating their tree, they're listening to this. I want it to feel like we're right there with them and that they can sing along and that we're celebrating the season with them. So hopefully result became.
It's funny that you mentioned that because as I get ready to do these chats with people like you, I'm always trying to think of what it is that I feel from an album, aside from the music and the singing and the composition on there. That's the feel that I couldn't quite get my hands on. That it is something that, and decorating the tree, if we wanted to say, that's the perfect analogy of how this music, you listen to it all the time, but certainly at home in that very cozy setting, decorating the tree or getting ready for Christmas the night before. This actually does evoke all of those feelings, I think. I couldn't quite put my hand on it, but you did. Of course, it's your album.
So you do feel that way. That is
absolutely.
Great. That was my goal.
Oh, yeah. It's even as to the... I'll talk about the final tune when we get there, but the last medley is just unbelievable. But we'll get there in just a second. You've written four new songs for this, correct?
Right. Well, there are four originals.
Okay.
Three are brand new, never before recorded. I recorded the song Christmas Time at Home several years ago. I was part of a project for the Special Olympics. Then they asked me to pick a song. I said, you know what, just look through the list of Christmas songs and select a Christmas song to sing on there. And I thought to myself, I want to do something extra special for this project, and we were traveling from Los Angeles to New York City over the course of a week. And so I set out I started writing that on, I think we started out on a Monday, and I think we were there by Friday. Maybe it was 5 days, but I worked on this each and every day, and thinking, what does Christmas mean to me? Well, it means Christmas time at home and everything in there. My guys in the band, The Rage, they have, since the day I wrote this, have made fun of the turkey bacon. Like, it's turkey bacon, you're going to fry up, you know, bacon in a skillet. Well, I meant a turkey baking in an oven, turkey bacon.
I get you.
They are relentless, and this has been years later, and they still, every time I sing that song and they hear turkey, hey, you've got turkey bacon, that's my favorite. You know, they always have such a great time harassing me over that because they purposely know it's like, it's not turkey bacon, though I love turkey bacon.
Boy, got nothing against turkey bacon, but turkey baking, that's what it's all about. It's being at home and having all those smells. And all that. That's exactly, and I kept, you've described it so well, but this is the perfect album for, you know, right leading up to the Christmas time, if you have people, and it's great. I listen in the car a lot because that's when I can just be alone and really focus on what I'm listening to. But I just think you really nailed that whole. For me as a kid, I don't know why. Maybe it was the only Christmas album we had as a kid was Andy Williams, and that was the only thing we had in the house from when I was a kid forever. And that to me was Christmas, and we would play that on the times that you're saying that you're trying to evoke the feelings on this particular album. And I same thing.
I hope this becomes a Christmas classic for a lot of folks.
Well, it certainly sounds like it can, because when you listen to the songs, it's like all the great songs that we all remember. And then you have, I like the tunes that you've written, that you've contributed to this, but it does always have that feel. It's not all the same. I mean, like Jingle Bells is kind of a swinging. You kind of swing on that a little bit. You get cranked up a little, and that's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's, I've never sang like that before. That was so fun.
You were wailing.
The guys, when they started playing it, it just kind of fell into place like that.
Well, you were wailing. You were this is, listen, if people get Christmas time and listen to Jingle Bells, you're going to hear Rhonda Vincent stretching out and doing a little swing.
I became
version.
Ella Fitzgerald. Oh,
okay, there you go. That'll work. Well, I can go with that. What I would like to do as we're talking about this, I my favorite of the tunes that you've written, Christmas Time is a wonderful song. I really like Dreaming of Christmas, and I don't know why that is, but if you wrote that song, you wrote three of these songs. Did you write these three songs pretty close together? Did I hear you the other night?
The first time I've ever written three songs in 3 days.
Right.
Three consecutive days. My father passed away on October the 5th of 2014. It was about a month later. I'm here at home, and I started on a Sunday, and I started thinking of how sad our Christmas was going to be without him. The first Christmas, my father will not be there. And I started writing this song about it, as you can tell from the very beginning of the song. And then I realized that this song could be not only for someone who has passed, but it could also be if someone maybe is in the military or they just can't make it home for Christmas. I remember seeing a young lady who was in Korea, I believe, and she was working there and she could not get home for Christmas. And she was, I don't know, I saw a message somehow about that, and that she was just so distraught that she was not going to be home with her family at Christmas. So this could be a song, you know, no matter what your situation is. But then as I finished the song, I realized, you know what? Dad will always be with us in our hearts,
right,
at Christmas and all the year through. So that song, you know, was inspired by my father. And that's why I guess I made it the title song. I thought, you know what, it's all about Christmas time. So
right.
That's the title song. Then on Monday, I had the mandolin. And I started writing Dreaming of Christmas. And, you know, it has a little more happier connotation to it, and I guess the melody. And then on Tuesday, I was driving to the airport to Kansas City to fly to Nashville to record this album, you know, knowing, and I guess the immediacy of, while we're getting ready to record, it inspired writing these songs. And so on Tuesday, I started singing this Milk and Cookies. I remember I always would bring up video on my phone and just hit video and sing into the phone. So that's what I started doing, started writing Milk and Cookies. And so then on I get to Nashville and we record the album, and I have three brand new songs, and I was so excited.
Why don't we we'll take a minute. I want to play, let's play Christmas Time, since you really described that so well. Then we'll come right back. So we're going to play from Christmas Time, Rhonda Vincent's new album, the title cut, Christmas Time, and then we'll be right back, and then I'm going to ask you some more questions. So hold on just 1 second. All right, that was Christmas Time, the title cut, from Rhonda Vincent's new album, and she described the whole context of writing that song and the fact that on this album, Christmas Time, she has four songs she's contributed, original tunes, and just I'm summarizing here. You kind of wrote three songs in a row, like day after day after day, right?
Right, yeah. And then Christmas Time I wrote several years ago.
A while ago. The Milk and Cookies tune, which you were just talking about before we took a break and played Christmas Time, that to me is a classic. I don't know, and I guess in a sense every Christmas song is sort of a kid's song because as we all grow up we remain children, but Milk and Cookies is classic.
I sure hope so.
If you're singing to a bunch of kids and you want to have them join in, I think Milk and Cookies would be a great song for that age. I mean, you agree with me on that?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I thought about even bringing the kids in and having kids sing on that. And then it's like, I'm not going to do that because I want them to be home singing along with the CD. So hopefully there's, you know, the kids will be at home singing.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. I mean, it's that, you know, grade school or whatever, if you got a bunch of kids around, you can sing with them, and it's just one of those ones that it has all those little elements that I don't want to say a children's song for Christmas because it's not necessarily that, but I do think that it's aimed at younger.
Oh, absolutely, younger audience. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It has that feel to it. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the crazy thing. There are three songs, and there's three so very different types of songs, and I have no idea where they came from because it's like each day just brought this different inspiration. So I'm so glad.
When you are working on a Christmas album, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Rhonda Vincent about her new album, Christmas Time, which is a blast. Does it give you, you're in the studio, you're writing these songs, do you kind of have this Christmas feel as you're doing it, regardless of the time of the year it is? I mean, does it kind of get you in that mood? Do you have to be, or is it just kind of a matter of fact?
Well, at this time, it was November, it was the 1st of December, so it really was Christmas time, but we took the Christmas tree. I have a little Christmas tree in the studio. We set that out, but it was, you know, it was very close to Christmas, so I think it was a perfect time to start working on it. Now, ending up working on it, mixing it, the crazy thing is Bill Anderson. I saw him at the Grand Ole Opry and Gene Watson, and I had sample. They were mixed and mastered, and I asked them to, if they would listen and give me their opinion, if there was technically anything I needed to change. And I got a call back from Bill Anderson, and he goes, Rhonda Vincent, I think I'm the only one who is driving down Briley Parkway listening to Christmas music in July. So it was pretty funny to hear from him and to think about Bill Anderson's listening to Christmas music, and it was probably 100 degrees outside.
Well,
so eventually it became, but you know, I kept that tree up. That tree has been up all year long because of the Christmas album. Whoever would come in, I wanted them to, you know, at least get a little bit of the feeling of the Christmas time.
Well, that's what I would think, that as you're doing a Christmas album, it's just kind of Christmas all the time. It has to put that spirit back into you. So I didn't know you left the tree up, but that kind of fits in what I was thinking about too.
The Christmas tree's been up at Adventure Studios all year this year. I didn't even have to put it up.
Well, you mentioned Bill Anderson. You have on this version of the 12 Days of Christmas, which is, nobody ever remembers all the verses, but everybody has fun when they're contributing. And you have a lot of people that are guests on this, and they all seem to do their own little version of what they, like, it took me a while. I kept thinking, who is that? It was Larry Gatlin. I kept thinking, who is singing that?
Yeah. I've never talked to anyone that didn't know who was going to be on there, and we just listened to it. You know, the celebrity version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, I mean, I have it in front of me, but I'm trying to put, because I'm repetitive, but I'm in the car and I'm thinking, I know the people on there, but who's singing what part? And I thought, who is that? And it was Larry. I honestly thought it might have been a female voice. It was Larry Gatlin kind of throwing his thing in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's really crazy with that, that's what I wanted them to do. I wanted each person to really have fun with their line and do whatever they wanted to do. I mean, he did even more things than that. This is just what ended up on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
12 is the Oak Ridge Boys. 11 is Willie Nelson singing 11 Pipers Piping. 10 is Charlie Daniels. 9, Bill Anderson. 8 is Dolly Parton singing 8 Maids of Milken. And 7 is Ronnie Millsap. 6 is Gene Watson. 5 is a combo. You never know who's going to be singing those.
Right.
And I'm trying to map that out. I thought people might be interested in seeing what the different combinations are. Willie sings one. Dolly sings one. The Oak Ridge Boys sing one. There is one that is a combination of Larry Gatlin, Ronnie Millsap, and Gene Watson. And that, to me, that was so powerful. It's like, that is amazing. They're the blend of their voices together. Emmy Sunshine sings one, but yeah. So the five is a combo. Four is Larry Gatlin. Three French hens is Jeannie Seely, Lori Morgan, Pam Tillis. Mm-hmm. And then I sing Two Turtle Doves with Emmy Sunshine, and she's this 11-year-old who is an amazing singer.
And a great little performer.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah, you can.
So, but so fun to make. Very tedious in creating that because I had talked to people, you know, probably nine. It probably took 9 months to put that together. It is the most costly song I have ever put together, which my husband said, "Are you crazy? What are you doing?" But it's like, it's one of those things that's like, I had the idea. It's like, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to worry about, well, how much is it going to cost? Or, you know, what if this? It's like, I'm just going to do this. Put it together and go from there.
Let me get back to the number one tune on the album is "Dreamy of Christmas." I do want to play that. We've talked about how you wrote it, but if we can just take a break right now, Rhonda. Let's let the people at home listen to "Dreaming of Christmas." Then you and I will come back, and I have a few more questions. If that's okay, is that all right?
Sounds great.
All right. This will be "Dreaming of Christmas." You've heard Rhonda describe the process of writing the songs, the original tunes for this. That was one of them, and we'll listen to "Dreaming of Christmas," and we'll be right back. All right, "Dreaming of Christmas." That is my favorite of the ones that you wrote. Everybody should have a favorite, but that's my favorite of the ones that you wrote for this album.
Oh, thank you.
And I have no idea why. We were talking about the 12 Days of Christmas, which is a blast, and everybody had fun. And like you said, there must have been so many components to put that together. I'm assuming were you getting clips from other sources? Did everybody come and do that live?
It was a combination of,
okay.
of a lot of different things.
Okay.
The most surprising, I think, was my engineer, Joey Crawford. He was saying, you know, I think we should have the song mostly put together, most of the artists on, before we send it to Dolly. And it's like, okay, well, as soon as everyone agreed that they would do it, or most of everyone had done it, had agreed, Dolly was the first one to call and say, I'm in the studio tomorrow. If you can send that track, I'll sing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
No one, the music wasn't even complete. I just sang all the way through and left her part, left the, you know, Eight Maids of Milk, and I left that blank, and one of the five golden rings, and then a partridge in a pear tree. And so we just sent her with those pieces missing so she would put her part on there. And then she added the ad-lib at the end and started, she said some of the funniest things, but we had so many people to, you know, that was participating that we didn't use everything. I think I need to probably put somewhere, maybe online at some time on YouTube.
That'd be great.
All of her part on there because it is hilarious.
That would be great.
She did such a great job.
That would be great.
But Dolly was the first one to get her part, and it's like it became a personal victory. As each part came in, Dolly sent hers. I think next was Emmy Sunshine, and she came into Adventure Studios. It's about half and half. Willie did his. The crazy thing, Willie Nelson was the last one to do his part on it. And you know what? Let me grab a little drink of cocoa before I finish up.
Okay.
So Willie was the last one. He recorded his part in Austin on July the 4th of 2014, or 2015. So that's the crazy part, that Willie was the last one to finish his. Dolly was the first. Emmy was the second one. So it depended. Oak Ridge Boys did theirs somewhere else, and then they can fly their part in, I guess, or email their part. Charlie Daniels has his own studio. He did his. Bill Anderson came into my studio, and Ronnie Millsap sent his. Gene Watson. Now, Gene, he said he's never done a Christmas CD. He doesn't really like singing Christmas songs.
Oh, no.
And he was like, he said, Rhonda Vincent, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be here doing this. And so he comes in, and he just kind of does... excuse a layin', and it's like, Gene, this is a Christmas song. This is the most fun you've ever had in your entire life. And he looks at me, and before the end of it, if you listen to all of those that he did, he got completely crazy and was so, he became the centerpiece of this, with doing different things each and every time. So once he got in the mood, I mean, he was saying so many great things, and it was so fun. But we had to kind of inspire him a little bit to get moving on that.
You know, and we've talked about the songs that you wrote and contributed, and there's just classic tunes. And your version that you did with 12 Days of Christmas, Angels We Have Heard on High, God Rest You, all these great tunes, Away in a Manger, Silent Night. And if that weren't enough, the 12th cut on this, Rhonda, is to me, you know, maybe the gem, the secret gem of the whole album. Not to discount, but the 12th album for people listening is a Christmas medley of seven tunes. It's like nine, and you talk about playing something as you're putting the tree together. It's like 9.5 minutes long, and it's Rhonda's voice, gorgeous, with Michael Rojas on piano, and that's it. It's you on a piano.
Well, I had 11 songs. We had 11 songs done, and I was like, gosh, I need to have 12 songs. And then it's like, what songs did I not sing? And I started looking through the list of Christmas songs, and picked seven of, I mean, I just picked the ones I loved and that I knew. Some I had never sang before, and I arranged them in a way that I felt like ending with Hark the Herald. I thought that's a good one to end with. And so I kind of arranged them in a sequence, and I called Michael and I said, Michael, I have this idea. I'd like to go in with just me and you on the piano and do these songs. And so I sent him the list, and he arranged the transition, you know, how he goes from one song to another was so amazing. And do you know, we went in and we did it twice. We did it, it's completely live.
Is it really?
So his playing and the transition is. And then I went back to sing it later. Wow. But that was recorded. He is so amazing that he basically wrote that out and made the arrangement of it. And we did it once just to get a feel for it. And he said, you know what, there's a couple things I want to change. And we went back and did it one more time. And so surprisingly to me, I started doing these interviews. And so the first two, I did what they call a media day in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, I've been to this.
And the first guy shows up, and before we start the interview, I have to tell you, I love the Christmas medley at the end. It's like, oh my goodness. The next person that came in, the next guy, same thing. And I just thought that's going to be something that people might just hit forward and move on to the next song because it's so long. It's 9 minutes and 30 seconds long.
But I overuse the term gorgeous, but to me, just the piano in your voice, to me, have you ever done that before? Have you ever recorded with just a piano?
I have never done that before. I have no idea. Like I said, this entire project was so inspired, and I think I would just say, hey, God, you know, please, just your will with this project. Let it be inspirational to people and always, you know, trying to be open to that, whatever inspiration I can give or whatever ideas. And it's just ideas that we would get and things that I wanted to do, and it made it so much fun. And you hope in the end, when you put it together, it is, you know, the intent that we had in the beginning. So hopefully it's, and the bottom line being that very personal, put it on while you're decorating your home, and you just feel like you can sing along, and that the main thing is I want it to be like I'm there with you in your home Christmas.
That's great. And, you know, when the company comes over, you can just kind of let it repeat.
Yes.
This is great. Rhonda, I really do enjoy it. I think what we're going to do is this. As you and I are saying goodbye, I'm probably going to, because I can, I'm probably going to play that Christmas medley at the end of this, get the whole thing on the air, because, you know, I think people would like to hear it, and I love it.
You know what? People are doing that. I am so thrilled. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, you are, Chris, the album just came out. When did it become available? Last month or so?
It was, we've had it a few weeks earlier on the road, but it officially came out October the 30th. Mm-hmm. It debuted at number 2 for 3 consecutive weeks now on the Billboard Bluegrass charts. Our first week out, we were even on the current country album chart.
Nice.
So, pretty cool.
So of course, you're working through the end of the year. I assume you have a lot of dates coming up before the end of 2015, correct?
Well, actually, we're completed for the year.
Oh, okay.
We take off from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. I have a couple of appearances I'm making, not with my band. My band is off for the rest of the year. I'm going to be attending on December the 16th. I'll be performing on Music City Roots and celebrating the 70th birthday of John McEwen. from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
So I'll be there with him. And then on December the 18th, I'll be on the Grand Ole Opry. So be singing some Christmas songs and telling folks about the new CD, Christmas Time.
I'll say this again. Of course, and they can go to your website and they can find this song and this CD and other music and find out what you're doing as the new year comes in. But I'll say this again every time I talk to Rhonda. The last time I saw you, you did two shows, and you did a long finale, and you did a break at the two in between the shows. And Rhonda Vincent, if you've never seen her live, not only is it phenomenal stage and the music and singing and everything's great, Rhonda will not leave the building until everybody has a piece of Rhonda, either to shake hands or a photograph. And you did it after a very long show, the last one I saw, two pretty long sets and a finale, and then you went back out after until everybody got to talk to Rhonda or say hello or get a picture. I've never seen that before, and you never fail.
Oh, well, thanks. No, it's just part of what we do. We prepare for that, and we love that. You know, that's one of the favorite parts. I love performing, but I also love the fact that, you know, it's not just coming to a show anymore. It's an experience, and you come to the show, we get to meet you afterwards. And then beyond that, with Facebook and all the social media, you can stay in touch all the year through. I love it that David Baird in Missouri, he posts every morning and says, "Good morning, Rhonda," and says, "Don't forget to drink your water," every morning. And if it is, he will post late and he'll say, "My apologies because I'm posting late today or I missed yesterday."
Oh.
So you can stay in touch. If you go to Rhonda Vincent Official on Facebook, you'll find me there, and I try to respond as much as I can. You know, now there's a rating. It rates you how quickly you respond. So I feel this responsibility sometimes, though I don't always get to respond as quickly, especially now that I'm home for Christmas. I'm spending family time and getting ready to do a lot of cooking and baking and stuff.
Well,
but
you are about as responsive as anybody. Yeah, you are very, very fan friendly and I think your fans become your friends, or at least I think that's what the point you're trying to make.
That's right.
Yes,
I love that.
Our
fans become our friends. Mm-hmm. Can I use that now? That'll be my new motto.
That's yours. You can have that. That's my gift to you. For the holidays and Christmas. Well, listen, Rhonda, I'm so glad to get a chance to talk to you again. And we didn't get halfway through. You got the Flat and Lonesome siblings singing on this thing. You've got everybody on this album. It's just a wonderful thing. A whole lot of guests.
Yes, Flat Lonesome joins me. There's a string section on God Rest You Merry Gentlemen and on Silent Night. Mike Johnson, one of my favorite steel players, plays Pettibro. And something about this entire album, it is all acoustic. So in staying with true acoustic, you know, music, everything on it is acoustic.
I saw the word Pettibro. I do not know what that is, but I thought I would figure it out at some point.
It's kind of like it's like a steel guitar without the electricity.
Okay.
It's a unique instrument that I think Paul Franklin's father invented it.
Okay.
But it's just a strictly acoustic instrument, which is very difficult. I think no one travels with one because it's probably so
sensitive.
It doesn't have a loud sound to it, and it's very delicate, which you can kind of hear from that from the sound.
I
think it's such a unique sound. I love using it on things when I can.
Well, it works well. The album Christmas Time from Rhonda Vincent is just—it's so much fun. If you listen to it, you're just going to have this big grin, and you're going to have all these great memories from the past, and you're going to have these future things that you're looking forward to. And I just want to take the opportunity to say Merry Christmas to Rhonda Vincent.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. And can I tell folks, if you go and you order it at rhondavincent.com, it will be autographed. So get your autographed copy there.
Heck yeah.
And I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll hope to see you very soon.
I'll be around. Thank you, Rhonda Vincent. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there she is, Rhonda Vincent. Her voice and a piano with a Christmas medley, 9 minutes, 24 seconds. Kind of takes your breath away, doesn't it? Thanks so much, Rhonda, for coming back to Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass so we could have a nice conversation about her new Christmas CD, Christmas Time. We didn't cover half of what we could have as far as the contents of this CD and the effort that went into it, but you got a glimpse of the love that Rhonda Vincent put into putting this new album out and the very touching stories of some of the songs that she wrote as original tunes, and the one particularly in remembrance of her father, as she described. Thank you, Rhonda, so much.